This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on June 7th, 2012. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
We will move on to Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the Legacy Committee Political Action Committee, A09-22. Do the auditors have a presentation or anything to add? I know we've talked about this before.
I can make a brief presentation if you like, or we're just here to answer any questions you may have, whichever you prefer.
I think we're probably okay. Commissioner McGann?
Picking up where we left off last time, in finding one, page 5, the top, where it lists the understatement of disbursements, and it lists independent expenditures not reported, 2,817. And I had a concern last time that we weren't really sure those were independent expenditures, and that maybe it was just more of a generalized disbursement, and that maybe the auditors might have been presuming they were IEs without really knowing so. Have the auditors taken a look at the issue?
Yes, we have. When the committee amended their reports, they disclosed these as operating expenditures, and we agreed. We just didn't make the appropriate change in the report.
That's okay. That's why we're here now.
Okay.
So we agree that change can be made?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you. It was worth it. We almost voted for something that wasn't right.
There you go. Madam Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm prepared to support the recommendation with the amendment just described by our auditors, and then it's my understanding that won't pass, but there is a lesser included motion that will follow and that will pass. So with the understanding that, you know, that's we're going to have two motions, so everybody can get their views on the record. I move approval of the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the Legacy Committee Political Action Committee A09-22 as set forth in Agenda Document Number 12-30 with the amendment just described by the auditor to the independent expenditure finding.
Thank you. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion fails 3-3. Is there another motion? Commissioner Peterson.
All right. Thank you, Madam Chair. First, a question for the auditors. Are each of the letters, there were 60 communications. Do you have the cost of each? I'm not asking for you to give us the number right now, but as you go back to prepare the your final report, will that be easily ascertainable to figure out on the communications where the commission agrees that they are express advocacy, be able to go and assign the appropriate dollar value to each individual communication?
Yes, we're able to do that.
Okay. I would move approval of I move approval of the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on Legacy, the Legacy Committee Political Action Committee, which is A09-22, except that that the following communications be considered the ones that contain the express advocacy. Communications 11, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 24, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 39, 40, 41, 44, 45, 46, 47, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 55, 56, 57, 59, and 60. It's quite a list there.
There you go. Madam Vice Chair, just a question on the motion.
Just a question for clarification. I'm gratified to hear there are so many communications that you guys are willing to agree or express advocacy. But it's my understanding that in voting for this motion, what we will end up with is a report that moves reference to the other ads that were incorporated in the first motion but not in the second motion to additional issues. Is that everybody's understanding? We don't have to go through them one by one, but there will at least be some reference to them.
To the other ads?
Yes.
That would be my, yeah, if that's the way the vote was, yes.
Okay. Just wanted to clarify. Okay.
Thank you. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes 6-0. Thank you.